Hello everyone, welcome again to Heart to Heart. I love the Lord our God and King. I love His guidance. I love His strategies. I love His ways. I love His will. I love His word. When we think about the Lord, we know He's good. He's given us every reason to trust Him. He gave us good tasting food, beautiful sights. We're made in His image. Men still can't get over women. Women can't get over men. But the Lord knows how to keep everything in its proper relationship so that it can be utilized the way it should be. Everything about God suggests that we should trust Him with all that's within us. And we have to, if we can keep Him in our sights, if we can look to Him, if we can visualize Him by the Word of God, keeping His Word because we love Him, there's nothing we can't do. Satan has been desperately trying to hide the knowledge of God from man. He's afraid of man because man is made in the God class. We're made in God's image. We can do whatever He does. We can produce after our kind. A man, some people are very wise and things don't get past them because they just receive more of God's word. We bear fruit after our type. The word says that Adam had another son after his likeness. Now, he repented, so he had a son that would desire what was right. Every time if you obey God on purpose, you're not just changing your destiny, but all the DNA that you're going to leave, all the children that's coming behind you, you're giving them your blessing. Because what you choose to do, when you choose to follow God by your faith, it gets in the DNA of your children. And hopefully, if you're a man, their mother will do the same thing and be the same type. That's why, that's one reason the word said, don't be not unequally yoked with unbelievers. When you have two people that's dedicated to following the Lord, and then they have children, the chances are very high that they'll do greater works than their parents. Especially, some people do it because it's right. They're not thinking about the effects of sowing and reaping, but they work anyway. But what if some things I do on purpose, because anything I want my children to do, I make sure I do it. Texting and driving, for instance. I told my children, don't text and drive. They've seen the commercials. I don't do it. That's something I just don't do. If I need to text, I pull over or wait till I get to a stoplight when I'm not moving. And because I don't want them to do that. That's something that people may not ever forget, because it can sound silly, but it goes for, just imagine everything else you don't want your children to do. And before they were born, I asked the Lord to teach me how to stand. And I wanted them to have the same strong resilience against darkness. I made a lot of choices because I didn't want to get in the spider's web. I was rebelling against religious darkness. because I received the word, I could see it for what it was. As I saw it for what it was, I retracted myself from it. And I taught my children to do the same thing. We can leave a legacy by our choices. Sometimes people want to do a great work and leave a legacy and be a blessing to many people. If that's what you want to do, don't imagine how to do it. Watch God. Fill your heart with His Word. Learn the foundational thing. Learn what God is saying. Receive His Word in your life. And learn to trust Him. He's given us every reason to trust Him. But the blessing is this. As you trust Him, you're going to find out that you're invincible. You're not defeatable. You're unlimited. And He can cause you to do works you don't even know about. Again, we live in the sight of our audience. Whoever sees us every day, that's our audience. They see everything. They see what we do. They know when things bother us. They know about what, if they're around you long enough, they know what bothers you. And if you're continually growing in the Lord, they'll realize that some things that used to bother you don't bother you anymore. And then you have a knack of handling things faithfully. And when people see better, they want in on it. If they see somebody doing something better, they want in on it. I've seen people act lazy for years. And in our shop, we hired two good mechanics that knew what they were doing, and they were diligent. And they'd get a job and finish it quick, and it'd be right and don't come back. And then the other guys started stepping up their game. They stopped being lazy. They got out the lazy chair. We don't have lazy boys, but we got chairs. They got out of their seat and started working. I've seen people provoke people to righteousness. You can provoke people to do better. But when nothing's required and people are sitting around, then other people want to sit around. He's getting away with it. I want it. Laziness is a death. It kills your future. It kills what you're trying to accomplish. It gets into your children's DNA. You don't want that. And people who are desperately lazy, they find ways to make everybody do what they want them to do. They become clever in order to be lazy. And the devil will help them do it. I used to see movies and shows where people, there'd be a limousine and the rich man would have somebody driving them around in a big long car. I said, I'm going to do my own driving. Driving to me is fun. I don't want somebody doing my driving. If I was wealthy, I would not own a limousine. I wouldn't even, I don't desire a luxury car either. And if somebody gave me one, I'd sell it and buy a muscle car. I want to do my own work. I don't sit back and try to get others to do what I need to do. How can I give God something that costs me nothing? I want God, I'm willing to do what I'm supposed to do because I love God. You know, Paul and the apostles, they had to walk to all these cities or ride horses. They had to travel. They had to build tents to have money to travel. It cost a lot of money to travel. They were rough. I like being rough. I'm not a sissy. I'm not a pampered palace brat. I love God. And I mean it. And that's just how you got to be. You got to get in the fight and do war. Ministry is war. Go do what you're supposed to do and love it. I follow God on purpose. I want to do all that's in His heart. And I won't let anything stop me. And the reason ministry is war is because so many people are against it, because they love this world. Anybody that loves the world will be an enemy against God. Sometimes it's noticeable, sometimes it's not, but over time the heart gets harder and there'll be an enemy against the things that you're doing. And I had to learn to deal with it. When other people say no, I say yes and continue. When people try to talk me out of doing what God say do, because they don't see what God, they don't have the revelation or the faith for it. So that's the kind of advice you're going to get from them. Because they won't study the word, they won't listen. Jesus said the meek shall inherit the earth. And I always heard that meek being meek is being having power under control. So I looked it up. It also said to be teachable, to be trainable, to be to a person that will listen. It's still, you can do anything you want to do. Nobody can will make you do what you're supposed to do. But when you say, hey, you're taking in the word of God, you're listening to it. You're setting your own will aside, your precious will. You're setting it aside and moving it behind God's will. You're putting God's will first. And you're trusting what He say. You know He's got the track record. And you follow Him when you could be following what you wanted to do. And sometimes people really believe that their way is better, because they don't, they're not, it's not personal. They don't mean any harm against God, I don't think. I don't say this to say that they're trying to defy God, but people trust what they want to do more than what somebody else wants them to do, even if it is God. And the Lord say, you know, I heard a testimony where a man and his wife, they bought their dream home and they were doing fine, but the Lord needed them to be in Texas, I think. And he said he led them to Texas, both the husband and the wife. And so they obeyed, they put the house up for sale, and then they bid it on a house that they liked, that they really loved in Texas. And that bid was lower and they still got it. And everything happened swiftly, because God needed them to be planted in Texas. Now, your anointing has a jurisdiction. When God give you something to do, there's a peace. If you follow the peace, you're going to go where God wants you to be, just like they did. They went to Texas instead of wherever they were. You can be comfortable in your will, but God's will is what's going to work. That's what's going to bring in the harvest. You know, you could be in your dream home in the desert, but the Lord say, hey, there's a harvest over here about to die. Go pick it. That's where you're going to be effective. You're not going to be effective in your local hometown all the time, unless God send you there. Where is God sending you? You can't get to know God. Hear me good. You can't get to know Him like you really want to unless you do His perfect will. If you do His acceptable will or his permissive will, you're not going to get to know Him unless you do like you would if you do the perfect will. Stick with the perfect will. That's why so many people don't go for it. They can, if you do the permissive will of God, you're going to go so far and stop. And there's many reasons why. When you do the perfect will, you're in the perfect place to reap the best harvest. And it may not look like it, but that's where you're going to do the most good. Now, because you obeyed God, and as you obeyed Him, your ability to prosper increases exponentially. Now, not just in finances, but in knowledge and in wisdom. And in understanding. Spiritual wealth also. Every soul that you reap and every child of God that grows up to be strong in the Lord, every time they launch out, greater forms of spiritual wealth is on your life. And you can't get that with the permissive will. So you can't have the prosperity that you would have if you had gone through with the perfect will. And also, because you were told to do the perfect will and you opted out, now everybody that, when you weren't where you were supposed to be and you weren't doing the things you were, that's a negative to deal with. You will live longer and better in the perfect will of God. Getting people to understand this, if they won't trust God to do it, they won't understand the dynamics of the perfect will of God. All the pastors who didn't go forward in the perfect will of God, they missed a grand opportunity. And years ago, the Lord would send me to them, and I pleaded with them to follow God, do what God is saying do. I wanted to give them all the revelation God was giving me, but they wouldn't. When they decided not to, then my mission was over. I couldn't tell them all the details. And sometimes I tried, but they bore that way. They love their will too much. They didn't see it. If you don't see him, you're not going to see a lot of things. And see, God can't go before the courts of heaven and bless somebody beyond that point that they're trying to get him to, and they didn't do the perfect will of God. Just like there's a sin of commission and a sin of omission. When you could have done better and you didn't do better, then that can't help you. Now, every man's responsible for his own salvation. But you missed an opportunity to be there. See, when a preacher comes to town that's right with God, a lot of good things are going to happen. Children will get saved at earlier ages, before they get in the game, before they get on drugs. Men and women will hear the wisdom of God before they end up divorced and hurt their family. See, divorce is very expensive. It hurts people at the core. Some people don't ever get over it. The enemy makes the outside look better, and they fall for the bait, and they destroy that, not only their life, but they hurt everybody. Everybody that went to that wedding that was hoping for their marriage, and it embarrasses the parents of the couple. And then it makes the children wonder whether who to trust. And they gotta trust God who they can't see. But when you follow God, things are in place. Things can be salvaged and rescued and diverted. But if you're gonna sit and lay in bed or love your own will and not do what God called you to do, then all these things can't happen. If you don't grow up, you can't be there when you're supposed to be. And God can't bless you the way he could have. Sowing, reaping. Everything starts with your choice. What are you giving God? Your will is not by might, it's not by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord. So when people trust their own mind versus the Holy Spirit, things collapse around them. They cannot do the things of God and win. It is not possible. But when we follow God, when we do what he say do, we're operating on a greater and higher plane of wisdom and knowledge. And by choosing to follow God, you become blessable. You become increased. God can move in your life in a greater way. And you cause other people to wake up because they see you. Everything looks good when you don't know better. To a child, most things look good. Nobody's evil. Unless they run across the wicked. And to them, whatever an adult say is good. Even if they're Muslim. Because they can't judge like an adult can. The Muslim believe God falsely. And the Buddhist, they believe in a God that can't help them and won't help them. But the things of God are real. God is there to back up his word. The Muslim has no hope. He's going to pay for his own sins because he's not washed in the blood. And any other religion, every religion created by man can't help you. They're sterile and they won't work. But the wisdom of God works. The Christian that won't follow God is not much greater, not much better off. You have to obey God's word in order to learn who he is and know him. If you're not going to follow him, you're not going to know him. If you won't trust him, you won't go forward. Oh, I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. He'll continue to mightily move in and throughout your life. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you, and Jesus Christ is our Lord.